picking up where we left off, porn stars, lawyers, sleazeballs, and lawyers that con. We were talking about lawyer Michael Avenatti and aspiring lawyer Kim Kardashian. A mentor taught me years ago that court is showtime. It's where the curtains of law are pulled back. It's a Broadway, a theater of the courts, performance art involving clients' lifetimes often. Law schools have taken to requiring aspiring lawyers, law school students, to study theatrical arts, knowing that client outcomes can be impacted by how cases are scripted, how juries are cast, how clients and witnesses are costumed. I wonder if that law school requirement gives reality TV stars like Kim Kardashian a leg up, pardon the expression, or a reminder that life is a stage. Fake German heiress Anna Sereno, a.k.a. Anna Delvey, well, she refused to enter the courtroom unless Sereno was kitted out in designer duds to impress the jury. She thought, I saw throughout a trial like that, juries listen to words, to testimony. Trust me, I saw. The hoodoo investment advisor, Don Bennett's lawyers, read to the court, presiding Judge Paula Zini, presiding Magistrate Sullivan. They read scripted notes Bennett, at the defense table, wrote on yellow legal-length writing pads. Don Bennett's lawyers said Bennett was using Paul Manafort as her, Don Bennett's, court inspiration model. Lawyers, like law firms, come and go. Lawyers, like clients, clean up reputation debris online, leaving clients, victims, little to learn who their lawyer is or was in a prior lifetime, heavy with their hands on women, or sleight of hand with client cash. Lawyer Michael Avenatti had a love of cameras on him. Avenatti's deception ran deep. Michael Avenatti was a California Orange County plaintiff attorney living a life adorned of fast cars, funding high-end properties, and expensive bling. Avenatti made his living by filing class action lawsuits against big corporations, the deep pockets, cases that are prevalent in Wall Street, cases where the class action lawyer walks off with millions while the class gets pennies on the dollar, a cash boon to lawyers living on the precipice of a flimsy financial foundation. The IRS, Internal Revenue Service, said 2009 that Michael Avenatti reported $1.9 million in personal income but did not pay $570,000 in taxes. 2010, the IRS said Avenatti reported $1.2 million in income, not paying a $282,000 tax bill. Avenatti filed no tax returns for Avenatti and Associates, even though Avenatti and Associates recorded $38 million in deposits. Avenatti used his firm to pay personal expenses. IRS criminal investigator Ramon Carlos said Avenatti, generating substantial income, lived large, lived lavishly, big ticket items, alleging Avenatti spent $277,236 at Porsche dealerships, $176,500 at exclusive resorts, an elite private vacation club whose portfolio includes villas from Lake Como in Italy to chalets in Whistler, Canada. Avenatti spent $217,000 at Neiman Marcus, $117,000 at watch store Jewelers on Time, $39,762 on leasing Ferraris, $100,000 a month house on the exclusive Lido Isle, a man-made colony for the super rich in Newport Beach, California, $123,825 to landlords in Century City, Los Angeles, for a penthouse. These size numbers sound familiar to me. I heard numbers like these in the Don Bennett trial. Don Bennett was spending $10,000 a month for a place she did not live in New Mexico, to establish residency. So when her poop hit the law enforcement fan, she had a place to go, she thought. Law enforcement brought her back from there. Don Bennett paid almost $1 million to a con artist pretending to be a Buddhist priest, taking prayer requests, like Don Bennett's prayer request of him to back down FINRA and the SEC, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, and the Securities and Exchange Commission. Global Baristas U.S. and Avenatti's law firm, Egan Avenatti, were pocketing taxes withheld from employees' paychecks at Avenatti's direction, not sending the money to the IRS, Internal Revenue Service. You can screw with anything in life, just not with the IRS. Oh, I have more to tell about the IRS. We'll get to it. We'll get to it. Avenatti deposited $18 million into his bank accounts, filed no personal income tax returns. Mind-blowing. He allegedly ordered subordinates to stop using some accounts and open new ones to be out of the government's reach. You know, people like Michael Avenatti, like Don Bennett, like Bernard Madoff, their moral compass just does not point north. Michael Avenatti took photos with the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, raising queries. Did Avenatti con international wealthy clientele too? Some in Avenatti's circles have said Michael Avenatti becoming a political hero was surprising. The criminal charges against Avenatti, they said, were sticker-shocked. Avenatti, like his self-promoted image of mover and shaker, champion of the little guy, including porn strippers like Stormy Daniels and pain tormentor in President Trump's backside, as all of you know, for the entirety of my career, I have fought against the powerful, powerful people and powerful corporations, Avenatti told the press. I will never stop fighting that good fight. Well, if convicted in the tax fraud cases, Avenatti faces almost 100 years in prison, as well as the possible disbarment as a lawyer. Hear this again. Possible disbarment. Being a lawyer who is a thief is not a guarantee of protecting the public by stopping lawyers like these from practicing law. As we talked about earlier, bar associations are private businesses who do not turn dues-paying member criminals over to cops. Avenatti, we all know it by now, he's an attention hound, uses the press to dissuade from fact or lack of it. He's like the 18-page resume, CV, lawyer I told you about. 18 pages doesn't tell us who you are. It tells us what you are not. Lawyer Michael Avenatti paraded Stormy Daniels in front of cameras and microphones. Porn star Stormy Daniels cashed in. California lawyer Gloria Allred paraded Scott Peterson's girlfriend before cameras. Allred took on roles as producer of films on client stories. Conflict of interest. When a lawyer hogs the media, you know there is one interest of them first. At The View, Twitter said little. At The View presents themselves as the forum, the platform for all presidential candidates, something lawyer Michael Avenatti touted as something he would do, something he was going to do. He already had a political action committee, bought a voter database used by the Democrat Party, worked with a former Hillary advisor, made appearances in the early presidential primary states of Iowa, New Hampshire, advocated for a strategy of direct and merciless attacks on Trump to defeat him, he said, for a second term. Avenatti was raising, fundraising, more money. Follow the money. Avenatti cashed in before his technique of demand and settle caught up with Avenatti in the Nike matter, already under investigation by the United States government. Seems Avenatti was unaware Nike was cooperating with the feds, that the calls were being recorded. And I'm not continuing to play games, Avenatti is recorded saying. You guys know enough to know that you've got a serious problem, and it's worth more in exposure to me just to blow the lid on this thing. You heard it for yourself. In exposure to me? It's a red flag warning on a lawyer to stay away from. But clients weren't hearing this. Just like investment client victims don't hear things investment clients should know of before hiring the investment advisor. I did not know when I hired Don Bennett. I was hiring an investment advisor with a failed history of attempting to be a fashion design house. I had no inkling Don Bennett even thought of herself to be a fashion designer. I was a designer. Would you hire a street sweeper to fly you to the moon? Of course you would not. Nor would you hire an investment advisor running a second business at the same time of running another full-time business. You would not. Recordings in the hands of the FBI are damning. Like in the case of former hedge fund manager Raj Rajaratnam serving prison time for insider trading. Recordings caught it all on Raj. Recordings caught it all on Avenatti on tape. Recordings caught it all on Don Bennett. Roll the tape. Dumb bunny, or was he, or just a dishonest lawyer who got away with his scam until it caught up to him, which is the case with cons and criminals who could have warned Avenatti they too thought they were above the law until they got caught. Porn star Stormy Daniels alleges Stormy learned lawyer Michael Avenatti's character when news broke. I do have a bridge in Brooklyn. Client Finance Group, LLC, hit law firm Girardi Keyes and trial attorney Thomas Girardi where it counts with a breach of contract suit in California State Court. Finance Group, LLC, claiming Girardi Keyes failed to repay a loan of more than $15 million. Clients knew nothing of the debt of their law firm until the suit hit the court. Would you hire a lawyer if you knew that lawyer owed a debt, let alone millions? Poor Stormy, as if she doesn't know what is going to hit her. A Philadelphia area attorney is temporarily stripped of his law license after convictions of bilking an elderly client of nearly $100,000, the lawyer used to fund local casino gambling junkets. Would you rehire a lawyer for a second matter if you knew that lawyer took your refund from a FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority arbitration, deposited into his account, not paying it forward to you? A FINRA, by the way, is for securities broker dealers firms only, not for investment clients, not for investment advisors. So let's ask that question too. Why did that lawyer take an investment client into that forum? What would you do if you learned in 2015 in a FINRA Financial Industry Regulatory Authority arbitration that your lawyer from back then, PIABA Chairman Emeritus Philip Idikoff and Idikoff and Yule Associates collected my NASD, National Association Securities Dealer Award, in New York State Archives. It is there in New York State Archives. It is just that I did not get that money yet. Not to worry. I gave the altered documents, the court papers, emails to the FBI 2016. That is when I got to meet Sam, the confiscated stuffed bear at FBI headquarters in Greenbelt, Maryland. A California federal judge denied lawyer Michael Avenatti's bid to disqualify Avenatti's former law partner trying to enforce the law partner's $10 million bankruptcy judgment against Avenatti. Point is, clients do not know the true ethics of their lawyer until it is too late. As Seagram heiress Claire Bronfman, facing charges in connection with the alleged sex slave cult NIXIVM, learned the same day lawyer Michael Avenatti, allegedly trying to extort more than $20 million from Nike, met with Brooklyn federal prosecutors. Charges against Avenatti were announced shortly after Avenatti, using the same tactics against President Trump, tweeted, "Tomorrow at 11 a.m. ET, we will be holding a press conference to disclose a major high school college basketball scandal." Avenatti was released on a $300,000 bond. Judges, get this. As I learned in the USA versus Don Bennett, Bradley Maskow, and DJB Holdings trial. Judges, get this. Presiding Judge Zini and the U.S. attorneys express often the government's need to assure cash the bond is paid with is not cash stolen from victims. Lawyer Mark Garagos has not been charged to date with Avenatti being represented by high-priced, prominent New York criminal defense lawyer Benjamin Brofman, a former neighbor of mine from the Five Towns. Brofman declines to comment. And if that was not bad enough, Claire Brofman's other counsel is finding himself on the other side of the law now. As our mothers tell us, you are the company you keep. And if it could not get worse for clients victimized by lawyers behaving badly, Mark Garagos was representing Empire actor Jussie Smollett in Chicago. When you sleep with dogs, you get fleas. Lawyer Mark Garagos is no longer a contributor to CNN News Network. And there is that dance lawyers do after the retainer, the hiring agreement by client of lawyer. It's signed. The lawyer says, talk to no one. And then the lawyer talks to everyone in the name of the client, into the public record, where the client is left accountable for actions the lawyer did in the name of the client. After all, it says the client's name over and over and over in pleadings, not the lawyer's name. So here's how it goes. Clients handle smarmy matters like lawyers behaving badly in different ways. I am a whistleblower. I went public with papers, with news neither the Securities and Exchange Commission or FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, have guidances for lawyers. I went public sharing the lawyer's actual letters, like giving those letters to the FBI, giving those letters to the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, FINRA, and to the Securities and Exchange Commission. These lawyers sit on committees with FINRA. These lawyers advocate in FINRA forums around the country in states these lawyers are not licensed in. At Stormy Daniels took to Twitter to issue at Stormy Daniels postpartum message regarding Avenatti, saying she was saddened but not shocked at the news. And when the client knows, at Stormy Daniels tweeted, I made the decision more than a month ago to terminate Michael's services after discovering that he had dealt with me extremely dishonestly, and there will be more announcements to come. Chicago is Michael Avenatti's home, and time was Avenatti was associated with former Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel of the Obama administration. I do remember something of being in the East Room of the White House when Rahm, I think it was leaving. I seem to remember something about a dead fish wrapped in newspaper being given to Rahm. Well, clients saw what Avenatti showed them. See, Avenatti owned a coffee company, Tully, T-U-L-L-Y, and as cracks in Avenatti's veneer opened, Avenatti's store manager, Robert Sifuentes, dished that Avenatti ordered store receipt deposits into a new account. Sifuentes said Avenatti, stealing money from the company, drove the coffee shop Tully's into the ground. No pun intended. Avenatti raced cars. Avenatti put his Tully logo on his racing Porsches, racing Ferraris, even those driven at Le Mans, Mobile One Super Cup, and on Avenatti's race car uniform. Avenatti, characterized by some as pugnacious and reckless, professes innocence, telling news, I feel bad for my friends. I feel terrible for my family. They know what I'm all about. Avenatti's family is not feeling bad. Avenatti's wife filed for divorce. The takeaway lesson is that lawyers and Wall Street investment advisors, FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, and the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, are accountable under the law like you and I. The difference is, being lawyers, they know how to work the law. The United States government called in the IRS. I called in on Don Bennett. The IRS documented 4+ more years of victims before the FBI stepped in. And in 2015, the IRS, who told me it's documented that I was speculative, that I was wrong. The IRS in trials documented confirms I was right. The IRS did nothing to stop Dawn Bennett's crimes against her victims. The FBI calls the IRS. The IRS stepped in to collect money, cutting a deal with Dawn Bennett, taking as payment, most likely, as did the lawyers representing Dawn Bennett in all of her FINRA matters and trials, they got paid with stolen funds, too. This is how the cooperative takedown by law enforcement is done, or supported to be done, not done by the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, who calls no one. The SEC is not law enforcement, although the SEC and FINRA pretend to go through law enforcement motions. Let me be specific. Securities and exchange lawyers pretending to be securities and exchange investigators do not call in law enforcement where things, if done right, cooperatively, the lead agency calls in supporting agencies. The SEC lawyers go in to clean up crimes to protect securities broker-dealer firms. Law enforcement almost never gets called in until the criminals get caught on the federal level, as with Michael Cohen, Paul Manafort, Michael Avenatti, Dawn Bennett, Bernard Madoff, and others. Federal prosecutors in Los Angeles announced separate charges of wire fraud and bank fraud, defrauding a bank by using phony tax returns to obtain millions of dollars in loans, as did the hoodoo investment advisor Dawn Bennett did too to obtain loans, as did both too to embezzle clients' money in order to pay their own expense and debts, and of defrauding a bank. Royal Bank of Canada went one further, faking up IRS tax papers that I sent in to the SEC in my Royal Bank of Canada matter. I sent the papers to FINRA, to the IRS, and then some. Can you imagine? Even here, the Internal Revenue Service sent me a form letter that says there is no there, that I was speculative, wrong. I was right there, too, as I learned. We will talk. The FBI testimony in USA versus Dawn Bennett was electrifying. The jury hung on every word of the U.S. attorneys prosecuting for the state of Maryland. Avenatti has a lot of courtroom bad mouthers. Their knowledge of Avenatti's tactics, tagging Avenatti a untrustworthy foe, a lawyer with a history of unpaid bills, delinquent taxes, scorched earth feuds with fellow barristers, and an elaborate bank maneuvers to cover up assets from pleading creditors, did not stop judges from letting Avenatti argue in their courts. It did not prevent lawyers from arguing against Avenatti. Their words did not get out to the people who should have known. Andrew Stolper, a former associate, said Avenatti's conduct is as brazen as it is stupid. Stealing client money, not paying taxes. The question is, why is he doing this? You don't have to search very far to see that he was trying to support a lifestyle that was unsupportable. You would think that someone with those skeletons in his closet would try to maintain a low profile. That came from a former associate of Avenatti. You would think. I mean, that is if people think as we do. No. When you look into a con to get it, you have to think like the con. You have to think like a thief to catch a thief. U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Berman, speaking at a press conference in Manhattan, said Avenatti's conduct had nothing to do with a valid advocacy on behalf of a client or any other kind of legitimate legal work. Instead, Berman said, Avenatti used illegal and extortionate threats for the purpose of obtaining in payments for himself. And on the seriousness of the allegations, Avenatti says, I'm nervous. Of course I'm nervous. I'm concerned. I'm scared. A suit and a tie does not mask an old-fashioned shakedown. Lawyers are people too, which means there are good lawyers and there are con lawyers, and it's like investment advisors or chocolates. You don't know what you got until it's too late. Be good, be back, and share this lesson. Please visit our websites, www.centerforcopyrightintegrity.com. Search keywords. And please visit our website, www.thewallstreetwhistleblowers.com. And of course, please, LinkedIn. Everyone knows at least one other person a victim of Wall Street crime. We can lift this matter together into politics' forefront, where it will be for the next election cycle. You work too hard for someone you thought was a friend to live the life you never dreamed of. Off your time invested and your dime earned. Share our podcast. Share your papers. I want to see them. I want to see the arbitrators, the lawyers, the agreement you signed. You have nothing to fear. Wall Street has everything to fear. Until next time.